ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 14, the disappearance of Lord Krishna, verse number 10. Pashyotvatan naravyagra Vivyan bhauman sadaihikan Darunan sansato durad Bhayam no buddhi mohanam Pashyotpatan naravyagra Vivyan bhauman sadaihikan Darunam sansato durad Vayam no buddhi mohanam. Pashyotpatan naravyagra Vivyan bhauman sadaihikan Darunam sansato dura Pashya, the sea, Utpatan, disturbances, Naravyagra, oh main, tiger-like strength, Divyan, happening in the sky, or by planetary influence, Bhauma, happenings on the earth, Sadaihikan, happenings of the body and the mind. Darunam, awfully dangerous. Sansataha, indicating. Adura, in the near future. Bhayam, danger. Naha, our buddhi, intelligence. Mohanam, deluding. Just see, old men with a tiger strength, how many miseries due to celestial influences, earthly reactions and bodily pain, all very dangerous in themselves, are foreboding danger in the near future by deluding our intelligence. Now the translation and purport, the purport of the Divine Grace is what we want to say. Prabhupada. Material advancement of civilization means advancement of reactions of threefold miseries due to celestial influence, earthly reactions, and bodily or mental pain. By the celestial influence of the stars, there are many calamities like excessive heat, cold, rain or no rain, and the after effects are famine, disease and epidemic. The aggregate result is agony of body and mind. Man-made material science cannot do anything to counteract these threefold miseries. They are all punishment from the superior energy of Maya under the direction of the Lord. Therefore, our constant touch with the Lord by devotional service can give us relief without our being disturbed in the discharge of human duty. The asuras, however, who do not believe in the existence of God, make their own plans to counteract all these threefold miseries, and so they meet with failure every time. The Bhagavad Gita 7.14 clearly states that the reaction of material energy is never to be conquered because of binding effects of the three modes. They can simply be overcome by one who surrenders fully in devotion under the lotus feet of the Lord. The verse again, Pasyot Patan Naravyagra Dityan Bhauman Sadaihikan Darunan Sanchato Dura Bhavano. The translation is, see, O man with tiger strength, how many miseries due to celestial influences, earthly reactions, and bodily pain, all very dangerous in themselves, are foreboding danger in the near future by deluding our people. This was a little challenge for me. Usually I would listen to the lectures that were given previously by other devotees on the same sloka, so it's easy to find out what to talk about. It's not copied the whole thing, but it's the same thing I did. But on this sloka I found nobody spoke so far. And then I just made my own and the purpose. The first thing I see in this sloka is the first word, Pashya. I've seen this word somewhere else in Bhagavad Gita. In the very first chapter it says, what was it? Pashyaitan Panduputra. Panduputra. Duryodhan is having some dilemma in his mind. Am I going to win or are they going to win? He has some issue in his mind. You see, it's a wonderfully arranged army by intelligent Rishadyumna. So he goes to Acharya and he says, Pashya, Ketan, Pashya Ketan Panduputra Nam Acharya. Ajudev, look at this. Very wonderfully organized by your intelligent disciple, Drishtadyumna. So he has his doubts. I don't they will, because Drishtadyumna is very intelligent. And Drishtadyumna is known to be killing Acharya. So are these people going to win? Yeah. Or they will. So with this with this little dilemma in his mind, he goes to report who are those people on that party, who are those heroes in my party. So here, Yudhishthira is already having some symptoms that feel like not so good, so bad omens are coming. And you can see in the following further slogans what kind of bad omens are. Already mentioned in the previous slogans. Nimittani ati arishtani kale dangate mina. So many things. In due course of time, the past, people in general become accustomed to greed, anger, pride. Maharaj used to observe all these. So, the younger brother, Bhimsen, so he's talking. You can say he's consulting him. Why it's so happening? Also giving report when so many wrong things are happening. So far we have been ruling this kingdom so nice, as we have heard in previous chapters, when Ajayasya Maharaj was ruling, there was no scarcity of rain, there was no scarcity of grain, and the wealth, everyone was happy. Rain would fall right in time. And so flowers would bloom right in time. So you can make flowers in the garden. Garland for the Lord. Everything was so nice. So all of a sudden something wrong, things are happening wrong, which we not usually see. So he comes into the conclusion, maybe that Narada Muni came just some time before, and he informed that Lord Krishna is going to leave this earth, this planet, very soon. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, having this assumption, that maybe Lord Krishna has left already, Prabhupada. And he mentions Yudhishthira, that I sent Arjuna to find out what about our Lord Krishna, Dwarka? He didn't have come so far, he didn't return. Gata Saptadhana Mata, Bhimasena Tavanuja. 7 months have passed, and oh Bhim, your brother has never come back. Not returned yet. My brother also, he said, he is your brother. Bhimasena Tavanuja. Your brother never returned. I sent him, but your brother never returned. So maybe the Krishna has left. So it is not that he is fearing Krishna leaving. He is fearing seeing all these wrong things happening in the country, in the kingdom. He is fearing that maybe Kali Yuga has entered. Is that a symptom of Kali Yuga? Of course, Kali Yuga have already entered partially, so Prabhupada writes. And once Krishna has already left, then Kali Yuga fully entered to this world, fully invaded this world. In the next chapter, we can hear that Arjuna comes back and he reports what happened. Krishna has left and all the Yadus have finished themselves by fighting each other, killing each other. And so by hearing that Kunti Maharani, who was here behind the scene, and she also left the body. And Sukadeva Goswami mentions that Krishna has left this world, yada mukundu bhagavan imam mahim jahau svatanva sravaniya satkatha tada hareva pratibuddha chetasam abhadra hetu kaliranva vartata. As soon as the Lord left this planet, sravaniya satkatha, the wonderful activities of the Lord, which are very worth of hearing, that Lord has left this world, this planet. So tadahareva, from very moment that Lord left, the Kali has entered. Who was that Kali? Abhadra Hetu. He is the cause of ill fortune. Cause of ill fortune. Abhadra Hetu. You know, he is also called Adharma Hetu. He is the cause of Adharma, a religion. Kali Ranavartata, and he began to spread himself, his potencies. So Kali has entered, therefore Dharmaraj, Yudhishthira can see the things are the wrongdoings are happening, things happen in his kingdom. So why he is disturbed? Because of the Utpata. And you see the second word is Utpata. Pashyutpatam, just see the disturbances, natural disturbances. Utpatam, means miseries, threefold miseries, threefold, like the verses over there, threefold three times, it becomes threefold miseries. So Prabhupada says threefold miseries is that because of past, present and future. We have past, we have present, and we have future, and we are so much worried about past, present, and future, therefore we can threefold maybe. Because of threefold, of course, it's also bhautika, divyan bhauman satayhikan, as this shloka says. Divyan, the misery is coming from the sky, from the celestial planet, like if Indra is not pouring rain, or is pouring too much rain, is divya, or if there is too much drought, divya. Bhauman in this planet, the major is in this planet, sometimes there is earthquake, sometimes flood, in Maya there is flood every now and then. The daihikan, and then the daihikan from the other living entities you have, or from our mind itself, we have problems, we have issues, then the miseries. So divyan bhauman sa daihikan, the miseries. So this utpata has been seen in different situations, such as the birth of Duryodhan. I think it's the time of birth of Duryodhan. It mentioned that so bad things are happening, and then Vidura, I think it's Vidura, he suggested to Dhritarashtra that this child should be given up, rejected, because it's very bad future for us, for this kingdom. But Dhritarashtra had such a big attachment to these children, he couldn't give up. So then you can see as he grows, every moment there's inauspiciousness that brings. And similarly, I think Shishupal, when he was born, with three eyes and four hands, it's not normal to see a child born with three eyes and four hands. And we like to see normal things as we are, like we have two eyes, one nose, and one mouth, and two hands. If anything abnormal, then we get, think something wrong with Dalmikala. Something wrong. How come somebody has four hands and we don't? And, if something abnormal when you see, then we are afraid of that something is something dangerous here. when Shishupal was born with the three eyes and four hands, in his, at least in, especially his mother was so worried. Why is such an abnormal child? So the sky boys, the Akashvani said that, what was that? If someone picks him up on his lap, and then it happens that his eye and his two hands disappear, then he will be killed by that person. And he will be normal, but he won't be there anymore. Yeah, of course, he will live with you. So Krishna happened to visit, because he was so abnormal child, so Shishupal's mother was a sister of Vasudev. So Vasudev also went to see, my sister has a child, and then Mr. Goshi. He went with his family, Devaki and Krishna Balaram. And Krishna took that boy, the baby, and picked him up. And at that moment, the eye disappeared, and to him disappeared. And mother was very worried, and my nephew, my brother's son is going to kill my son, my child. So she pleaded him. Krishna gave his word, don't worry, auntie, I will tolerate him. I will tolerate him, his 100 offenses. As long as he doesn't commit 100 offenses, he will still have to So it's okay, never mind. Krishna was away, I don't know, he, you know. Bhagavatam says, in 7th canto it says that as soon as he started talk, or even if he had a broken speech, you know, he was a child, since then he started giving a bad name to Krishna. he's towering Gali, you know. Gali means bad word. He's not even speaking proper words, but he's already giving, he's already bad naming Krishna, offending. Anyway, Krishna was not there to listen. He was only there when Shishupal came to Yudhishthira Maharaj's Rajasuya Yagya. And seeing that Krishna was being worshipped first as a chief guest, then Shishupal came out and showering his offenses one after another, criticizing and all that. So these are utpatas, and when something abnormal happens in the world, and the utpata, mishappening, the disturbances, and natural disturbances happen. So Prabhupada writes in the commentary, third canto went Jayabijaya was first and they came to take birth as who? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So when Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were taking birth, at that time was great disturbances. What kind of disturbances there? Utpata bahavastatra nipetu jayamanayoho. Divi Bhugyantarikshita Lokas Lokasur Vayabaha. So dangerous and greatly inflicting Utpatas. So the translation of that sloka is, on the birth of two demons, there were natural disturbances, all very fearful and wonderful. Fearful and wonderful disturbances. In the heavenly planets, in the earthly planets, and in between them, there were earthquakes along the mountains, on the earth. There were earthquakes on the mountains, on the earth, along the mountains, on the earth. And it happened. And it appeared that there were fire everywhere. Many inauspicious planets, such as Saturn, appeared along with comet, meteors, and thunderbolts. While auspicious the Saturn is, you can ask Radhika Guru, the astrologer, a well-known astrologer in this community. He knows the auspiciousness of Saturn. Yes. In a certain situation, Saturn is considered very auspicious also. And each planet has their own favorable situation where they are auspicious. And in favorable situation, they are inauspicious, right? They are not all of them are inauspicious all the time. And it depends on their situation. And when Krishna was born, when Krishna was about to take birth, it says that all the planets became auspicious and anukula, I mean favorable, because the Lord is coming. Otherwise they will fire, they will fire from their job. So if the Lord is coming, they have to be favorable. But when we come, they don't care. So they will remain in their own place. They may be favorable or unfavorable, and therefore we go through certain utvatas, disturbances in our life. So Prabhupada comments on that, on that sloka, and several next slokas, that when natural disturbances occur in the planet, one should understand that a demon must have taken birth there. So usually you don't see that kind of big disturbance happening on any normal child taking birth. So there must be not so demon. But usually when the disturbances are happening in the earth, then you can understand that some demon is taking birth. And the Prabhupada lies. So there are many more disturbances during, you know, in present day, so there are many more demons are taking birth, and the demon population is growing. So this, so what kind of utpatas? Utpatas, the disturbances are like blowing cyclones. Very recently we had cyclones in the Bay of Mexico, I think, right? Blowing cyclones, too much heat, and snowfall, uprooting of the trees by hurricane. All these utpatas increasing, indicating the increase of demoniac people. So, looking at all the disturbances in life, and threefold miseries is that Divyan, Bhauman, Sadehikan, so all the three different types of miseries which are from the celestial planet, from this earth, from the different living entities. So Prabhupada explains that the living entity, the spirit soul is pure. And he's not supposed to be, he's not forced to undergo all these disturbances in life. It is his choice. It is a choice of living entity that he became attracted to the material energy. So therefore he has to go to this. Otherwise, living entity has two positions. Either he can be hero or he can be zero. So, if living entity can restrain his senses and not be attracted to material energy, then he becomes Dhira, he becomes Goswami, because he restrains his senses. And being Goswami means Sarvam api imam prithivim sashishya. So being Goswami, he can rule over the world. So he doesn't come under the influence of the miseries. But if he chose not to restrain his senses, then he becomes a hero, if not zero, at least he will become hero of this material world, he will become a political leader, he will become businessman, very rich guy, and so he becomes some type of hero, but ultimately he will fail. And then Canto, after Krishna's birth, Nanda Maharaj goes to Mathura to pay his taxes. At that time he meets Vasudeva, and they had good exchanges after so many years. And then at the end, Vasudeva told him, my dear brother, please go back to Gokul. You must not stay here for too long, because there are utpatas happening there. There are utpatas, better you go. So Nanda Maharaj accepts the words of Vasudeva, because Vasudeva has been put to full personality. And whatever he says must be true. So accepting his words, Nanda Maharaj started going back to Gokul. So on the way, Sukadeva Goswami mentions that he recalling these words, Vasudeva, why he says that? Why that could be the path in Gokul? Nanda pati vacha saure namrisheti vichintayan harim jagama saranam utpata gamashankita. Pati, on the way, Nanda Maharaj, remembering the words of Vasudeva, my brother, my dear brother, Vasudeva. Nanda Maharaj, thinking of his childhood, Vasudeva and myself, we grew up together in the same house because they were the same parents, the different mothers. So I know him very well, but I think he's getting much more wiser being in Mathura. Now he can foretell what's going on, what's going to happen in Gokul. It must be true what he's saying. Namrasheti vichinta, it cannot be untrue. There must be some truth. And then, harim jagama saranam, so may there be no utpata, may there be no disturbance in Gokula. So on the way he's coming and he's praying to Lord, harim jagama saranam, he's praying to the Lord. Of course, Lord is already there, and there cannot be any utpata, no disturbance. But it's the nature of your devotees. They always take a shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Harim jagama saranam. Why? Utpata gama shankita. He has a doubt, when he has his assumption that there must be some bad things happening in Gokul. So what had happened in Gokul while Nanda Maharaj was gone? Very nice. Utana loka valagni. Rakshasi Rudhirasana. Putana Loka Balagni, that was the Putana came and killed some children, and that was already over. So what had happened in Gokul, Nanda Maharaj didn't know. Only that was the indication given by Vasudeva, the Utvata Gama Sankita. So out of fear, Nanda Maharaj goes take shelter, and he's still sitting on the bullock cart and coming on the way, but he's, my Lord, please protect my Gokul, so that there is no disturbance. Harim jagama saranam utpata gama sankita. So the Prabhupada writes in that purport that it's the nature of pure devotees. A pure devotee always takes shelter of the Lord and therefore they do not go through that experience of bhava. And Srila Prabhupada writes interestingly in this purport, 7.14, that is. Gunamayi mama maya durachaya. So mama maya durachaya, Krishna had mentioned in that sloka. Maya, the material energy, my external energy is durachaya, difficult to overcome. But those who take shelter of me, mam eva ye prapadyante, those who take shelter of me only myself. Mayam etam tarantu, those who take shelter of me, they can overcome the stringent law of the energy. So therefore it is advised to take shelter of Krishna. So that could be a question. How to take shelter of Krishna? So Krishna mentions that also in a simple format. In the simple format, that is, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyayi Mam Namaskuru Mam Evaisya Sijatyam Te Patijane Kriyoshume. Manmana Bhava. So taking shelter of the Lord is very simplified format that Krishna has given. Think of Krishna. Bhava mad bhakto, become my devotee and bow down to me and worship me. You will come to me. There's no doubt. So I have a question here for the audience. Krishna Mahal, some people are there. Here, answer to me that devotees, as we hear and from Bhagavatam, Indradyumna Maharaj was such a pure devotee. How come Krishna didn't take care of him when Durvasa Muni cursed him? Who was that? Augustine, right? Augustine Rishi cursed him and he had to become elephant. Why he didn't take care? But apparently it looks like he has to go and take birth as an elephant.
Purification is that job of the Sagata. I have to regret. Krishna is not going to regret for me. Mm-hmm. When a sadhu comes to visit me to give his association, if I don't welcome, then I have to understand the importance of sadhu in my life. When Agastya Rishi came, Indradyumna Maharaj is busy on his own work of sadhana.
But that was not his fault.
No, that is not the fault. The sadhus always are there, just like in ISKCON, we have a lot of senior devotees. Now when senior devotee comes to Alachua, if the local devotees don't come and take advantage, is it the sadhu's fault? Is it the devotee's fault? Or is it the local devotee are not encouraged or they don't take advantage of it? It's practical, relevant to our life also, here in Alachua. There are so many senior devotees, even within the community, but not everybody takes association. So Krishna did take care. He has to regret.
Okay, that is accepted. How about Shri Jetu Maharaj? Shri Jetu Maharaj was he did perform severe activities, and Lord Sankarsan was released to him, and then he was given celestial plant a plane to move around everywhere. And then as a result he had to take birth as Asura, Vritrasura. Why Lord didn't take care of that situation?
Lord took care very well. Prabhupada writes in a purport, one of the purports, I don't remember the number, but I remember very clearly. Prabhupada says that Krishna actually wants him to come back because his time is over. But when, there is in the loving exchange, there is a intensity and purity. These two components what creates the union and separation more nourishing. If there is no separation, only union is not stimulating stuff. That is stimulating. That's why there is a separation always there. The Pralamba, Sambhu, both are two of the same pastime. So Krishna is missing him, according to Prabhupada. Krishna wants him to come back. But he would not come back easily. So this passage was created by his avatar to become. But his intensity, if you look at those words, Aham Hare Tava Padai Samula Daka Nidasa Bhavitasi Huya. Did he talk those things? Nanakopeskam, Nachaparameskam. All those verses I remember. He did not talk as a Chitrakirti. He did speak as a demon. That leaves himself and Krishna. He intensified. To intensify, Garbhardha also has to go through. Krishna, Chitrakirti also has to go through. So if we learn from that angle, I should be serious, then Krishna doesn't have to create my another life of a person that I have to go through.
Is that called Anukul Kripa and Pratikul Kripa or something like that? What is Pratikul Kripa?
What can I do that will not... That will bring, what I will not do, that will bring pleasure to Krishna and Iskcon and Prabhupada. I should be also concerned. What will bring pleasure to Prabhupada and Iskcon? Also what I should not do, like criticizing, not respecting the leaders, not probably recognizing that Krishna is still doing such a wonderful service. If we do not do that, if we don't prevent, we have to do both ways, positive and negative. Then it is progress. Because progression means elimination and selection. Constant. This is what both of us are.
I
understand.
But I heard, is there any question?
That sometimes Krishna will give the suffering and separation in order to intensify the desire and the purity.
Yeah, that was I understand from the different incidents of the that we hear from Bhagavatam. The such as Bharat Muni, right? Bharat Maharaj, he fell down from his position. Because of the attachment to the deer, and he has to take birth as a deer, and then again he takes birth as a child of Brahman, and then at that time, when his attachment is intensified to Krishna, that we can see his philosophical talk to Rahugan, how much he has gained by that time. So finally that is his last moment. What I heard was that there is Anukul Kripa. With Anukul Kripa, I mean the favorable blessings of the Lord, one becomes flourished with his devotional life. He has everything well done, and then he goes to back to Garit. Whereas something goes not so right, so there is a Pratikul Kripa, unfavorable blessings to the devotee, but he has to take another birth and go through so many other situations, and finally, he's getting the mercy of Krishna. Is that right?
I remember the five brothers that Bharat Maharaj just fell down is not considered fell down. Prabhupada write like that. It is not like a karma kanda or karma reaction. It's just for the Lord to demonstrate that if you are not attentive, until the last breath. If you look at that verse, it is the same verse, that Upadesha Saram, Tannamarupa Charitadi Sushi Tannamu Smukta Kandana Rasnamu Rasnamu Rasnamu. Tishtan Bhaja Tautana Raja Janan Jani Kalam Nayad Akilam Kuti Upadesha Saram. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the whole song on that sloka, that until the last breath, the body should be very conscious about his spiritual progress. No losing even moment until last breath. So I did maybe 10 years very nice job, or now I don't care. But that is not actually advice by any acharya, including Prabhupada Rupadesha. It is up to last breath. You have to hold on to it until you go. So in Jarabharat case, he was very bhavuk. Actually, he was having bhava bhakti for that case. But last, to that roaring of the pregnant mother of the year, his mood has changed. Slowly, slowly, that affection to the soul created the whole. Was it his fault? Yes. Bhakti is not automatic, it is intentional. I have to be careful what I'm doing, how my attitude towards the other mothers in the pregnant, am I respecting, at least internally, do I have a bad motive? This is intentional, I have to be conscious always, otherwise not possible. It is not automatic. I did my job 10 years, now Krishna says, let me go. Whether I agree or not, or I do a technical.
Any other questions? All that most of comments. I was thinking about Krishupal and his servant, the conditions of Krishna here, you can come with I shall look at him. And that actually convinced Krishupal's mother that, okay, this child will be saved for life. I was just thinking what the standard of society was at that time. That the moment thinking was, it's virtually impossible that anyone would commit familiar things to the Lord because things are so few. I was just thinking today, that promise might have to be okay if you don't commit 100 offenses in a day and you'll be saved. just compared to see what, you know, what the standard of society was like. But something like that,
if I really, I was thinking, if I want to talk bad about Krishna, that should not repeat the new thing, new bad. Easy to come up with 100. You know, maybe 5, 10, you have to be very like, that's it, then what do you think? Come up with 100. You really have to know all the pastime of Krishna. What he did, where he did, what is it, what wrong, you know.
Well, he must be reading Bhagavatam. Then Kanto, you have like 90 chapters, right? 90 chapters, and in each chapter Krishna has one particular pastime. So he can just put it into negative way, and then still there are not 100, right? Still there are not.
Funny, because Kamsa takes you popular. Why do you call him God? I said, like, Kamsa knew exactly what he's doing every day. He has a spy. He said, he's a water marker. Kalia, he was killing Kalia, he called it water marker. And this is the neck of the wood. And then it says, he just lifts up a pebble. Go more than 28 miles, it's called pebble. So he's obviously, if you twist the story, he has to know the story. It's like so much concentration.
Having a discussion with two devoted kids the other day, and I was telling them that presently, we don't have any demons. We don't really have demons. What we have is low-class people. And then I said, no, but you know,
there's so much other, so much human pleasure, so that the only, the closest you can compare humans today was probably Krishna. Other than that, people are just low class, because the difference between a demon and a low class person, a demon knows the Lord and the activities of the Lord, he's conscious, he knows the scriptures, and he's just negative. Whereas a low class person doesn't know these activities. They're just not conscious, they're totally trapped by childhood, they're totally influenced by the most of nature. You know, that's just sometimes you use the word demon.
Symptoms of demon and the yogi. Krishna Vaktas Mito Deva Asura Sakya Parya. The devotee of Krishna is it Deva, Devata, demigod. Krishna is a devotee, is demigod. Non-devotee is non-devotee is Asura. Krishna Vaktas Mito Deva. Demons what we know from Bhagavatam, so more or less, there are also somewhat Krishna is equal both of them. He apparently looks like he comes to protect Krishna, devotee, and kill demon. But either way, protect devotee and killing the demon, because of the same. But by being killed, like being killed by Krishna, is also good for them. We go back to their
this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, is being chanted which is 4 months, Brahma Vyapi Chaturmukhi. Brahma means love.